This love is now in session.
Izomthetho kukhanye zakukhanye bipa onde.
Ijilo ke ndathi namhlanje sinayo i-guest yethu, kuye ke ozawuthi asichazele kanye kanye ke nangomsebenzi wabo abawenzayo apha ke kwi-ombudsman. Kodwa ke sijonga umcimbi we-short term okunye ne-long term insurance ngu-Relebogile. Relebogile, masikubulise, sikwamkele kumhlobo, ninjani namhlanje?
Sawubona sis Black, ngiyaphila ninjani?
Siyaphila nathi, enkosi kakhulu. Ndiyafuna ukhe uqale usixelele, usicacisele into yokuba kanene phaa kwi-ombudsman for short term insurance nenza ntoni umsebenzi wenu?
All right, ndiyabonga ngalethuba, ngibingelele nabalaleli emakhaya. I-short term insurance in-industry esiyibiza vele ngokuthi i-short term insurance industry. So as ombudsman, we are there as an option, alternative dispute resolution. So uma kukhona inkinga mhlambe, the one option ama consumers bewe nayo ukuthi ayithathe indaba ayifake enkantolo. So you can imagine if you have a cell phone claim, and then leyo cell phone claim leyo, I mean, ma ukhalkulate nawe imali ozogcina usuyispendile ngokubhadala amaloya ungiya ecourt over a cell phone, it wouldn't make economic sense. So we are there as a free, efficient, and fair dispute resolution option for ama consumers nama insurer ukuxazulula ama complaints wabo aphathelene ne short term insurance.
Okay. Yeah. And then njengabantu ke abasebenza kakhulu ke ne consumers kwakunye ke nabantu be short term insurance, zesiphi izikhalazo ezininzi ezithande unixhaphakele?
All right. Yazi lo mbuzo ongicabangisa lento enzeka eDurban njengamanje. Ngicela ukusho ukuthi our thoughts and prayers go to all the families in Durban. Lesimo ababhekene naso sibhekene ne-country yonke, kumele sibeseke sibancede ekugcineni kosuku. So namhlanje bengithandile ukuthi sikhulume ngayo i-home owners, looking at the situation sase-Durban, ama-floods and all that. Mosheka izindlu, mosheka ama-ceiling, ama-curtains ngaphakathi. So i-home owners insurance is when you insure umuntu wakho, indlu yakho, your property. Now uma sibheka indlu yakho, siyibheka under i-building insurance. So lapho usuka uthenge ikhava noma i-insurance yendlu yakho nama fixtures, namhlambe nama pipe awamanzi ne-swimming pool, you know, all those things as ayisa indlu yakho, they form part of the whole property. Lozo idayisa namakhabethe that are attached to the wall ayangena lapho. So inkinga evamise ukuba khona idalwa yizinto ezithu. Eyokuqala, non-compliance with the building requirements. So abantu abaningi abanalo lolwazi lolu lama building requirements. Athi ngenza umzekelo, uma uzokwakha indlu ne, mhlawumbe uyayithatha noma ubhoti wasendaweni ehlala ngakuyo, khona labo abakha izindlu, understand? So uthola ukuthi akanalo ulwazi olwanele ngama regulations, ukuthi umthetho uthini, mhlawumbe uma afaka ama tiles kumele wafake kanjani. So abantu njengoba ba rely ebantwini abakhayo ukuthi banalo lolu lwazi, they don't get the information bona ngokwabo. So they rely kakhulu kubantu abakhayo. Manje bahlangabezane ke ney'nkinga uma sebaba nama insurance claims ukuthi ngalesikhathi yakhiwa le ndlu le, azange kwenziwe lokho nalokho. And ama regulations awumthetho, awumthetho nawo njengeminye imithetho yama traffic rules nani, nawo awumthetho ekumele as ama homeowners ama-homeowners kumele awulandele. So abantu they realize ekugcineni uma sebaclaima, some even here for the first time, ngama-regulations uma indlu sekhona mhlawumbe into eyenzakele. And then angazi if ukhona umbuzo ngoba bengifuna ukuya kuleyo esibili futhi evamise ukudakinga futhi.
Okay, mhlawumbe phamba uye kulena yesibini point yakho. Kutheni zikhona izinto ezithile ekufuneka sizikhangele sizijongile bamhlambe sifuna umuntu ozakwakha ngezomzekelo okanye mhlawumbe ozobuild ikapasi zethu emakhaya.
Uyabona ngiya-understanda isimo semali ukuthi abantu abaningi bayaye bangabi nayo imali yokukhokha ama-professionals nani.
Yeah.
Kodwa still le mali le obaleka uyispenda the first time ugcina sewuyispenda ngokudlulele uma sewubhekene nenkinga.
Yeah.
So mina engizikushoyo nje ebantwini ukuthi uma mhlawumbe uzokwakha izwi uyiqala phansi, just make sure ukuthi you get the proper advice. Make sure ukuthi your plans are approved. Uqinisekise futhi ukuthi nalo muntu ozomqasha naye at least utest ulwazi lakhe, umbuze ukuthi okay, ama-requirements, ama-sense, building regulations, uzongceda na ngalokho, izinto ey'kanjalo. Just nje the normal checks that you would
mhlawumbe ungakhanga nomuntu ozawafuna ukukhatha ne-corners.
Ozokhatha ne-corners. Yes. And the one sign ekumele uyazi ukuthi uma mhlawumbe umuntu ezokwakhela bese kube khona into eshodayo athi no, ngizoyenza iplan. Yilapho inkinga eqala khona uma kukhathwa ama-corners. So asenze abalaleli emakhaya kumele nje bafunde ukwenza izinto right from the start ukuze uma isikhathi sesihamba sekuyaphambili bangahlangabezani nenkinga la khona mhlawumbe ama-claim angasabhadalwa ngoba indlu ayakhiwanga ngendlela ehambelana nemithetho yaseNingizimu Afrika.
Okay. Uzawuya kwi-point yesibini uthi eyiphi into?
Yes, i-point yesibili-ke ukuthi abantu bathenga izindlu, uma beyithenga izindlu bayithenga zinama-defect. So nala into abantu abavamise ukuyenza ukuthi bey-rely on the previous owner. Because into evamise ukwenzeka ukuthi uma umuntu ezodayisa indlu uyayipenda ibe yinhle, ibe convincing. So le nto le idala iy'nkinga ngani, abantu bo-get assessors umuntu aku-check-ele indlu ukuthi yini iy'nkinga ezikhona. And then bese-ke uma usewune-claim kuyavela ama-defects ukuthi hhayi ama-tiles akanje ayavuza, mhlawumbe kukhona inkinga ngama-tiles indlela afakwe ngayo. Iqiniso ukuthi if you had an assessor, an assistant of a professional uma uyothenga indlu, iqale before u-conclude the sale agreement or before uyithenga indlu, iqale ihambe igibele phezu kwe-roof i-check-e ama-defects. Le nto le kusuke kwenzakalani suke ekunikeza ithuba lokuthi uhambe uye kulo muntu odayisa indlu uthi bengicela ungilungisele lokhu nalokhu nalokhu ukuze sizokhona ukuqhubeka nge-agreement yethu, noma uthi ngicela unipe discount ngoba-ke nansi indlu yakho kufanele ngispende this much fixing this and that. That's all. Manje ama-insurance contract indlela asebenza ngayo, ngicabange i-example engingayinikeza abalaleli emakhaya ngendlela abazoyi-understand-a ngayo. I-insurance policy iyi-product, so i-product engingayifanisa nani nestokfela. Yindaba ngithi ifana nestokfela. If mhlawumbe umlaleli wasekhaya buys a certain product, maybe let's say i-policy ibizwa ngokuthi i-ABC, umlaleli ekhaya usuke angena kwi-stock sell nabanye abantu abazoyithenga leyo policy leyo. Umzekelo uthi let's say ubhadala ama-premium awu-2, uthole i-accident ubhadale ama-premium ngayi-2, imoto yakho yi-500,000, where does the money to cover your cost come from? Yilaba abanye abantu who bought the same product who are also paying premiums. So i-insurance company what it does ukuthi imele when it validates a claim, uma mhlampe sewuclaimile and then they come to assess, imele lawa amanye ama-consumers who are paying the same premium nawe. Yes. So if nabo they agreed almost to the same terms and conditions that you agreed to. So fana nokuthi uma nishayelana umshayelwana wama-grocer, niyavumelana ukuthi hhayi ngo-December kulenyanga sawunika lokhu. Same thing, uma khona umuntu ongenzi into efanele ayenze kuleso stokfela, it's either niyamkhipha noma sekufika isikhathi sokubhadala kukhona into ezokwenzeka, kuba nama-consequences. So ne-insurer is like that. Ne-insurance is like that. Abantu bayahlangana bakhokhe ama-premiums ukuthi uma kukhona oyedwa ovelelwa yinkinga, le mali balokho bayikhokha iyakhona ukuthi ihambe iyomsiza ukuthi aphume kule nkinga le akuyo. Kodwa-ke lokho ukuze kwenzeke kumele yonke le migomo nemibandela ebekiwe itholakale ukuthi ime kahle.
Now nincedise njani ke ngoku nina nincediseke abathengi apha?
Okay, so into eyayenzeke ukuthi ama-insurance companies yiwona who go out and validate the claim. So kuyaye kwenzeke ukuthi i-insurance company ithathe i-decision mhlawumpe e-wrong or mhlawumpe i-decision i-consumer engajabuli ngayo. So as a consumer, you come to our office. What we do is we investigate. Kodwa asidili ngama-reject non-claims kuphela. We deal with other complaints as long as you have a short-term policy and must you assess the complaint yakho siyabona ukuthi it's valid. Ngoba kukhona ama-complaints afola outside the jurisdiction of our office.
Okay.
So njengokuthi imali kunama-complaints that fall outside the monetary jurisdiction of our office. Kodwa-ke uma sowube ne-decision insurer, ube nesikhalazo onaso with a short-term insurance product, for example, ipolicy yakho yemoto, ipolicy yakho yama-household contents, eyefoni, travel, amapolicy lawo, ungeza ku-ombudsman, we will review the matter and make a decision or a recommendation.
Phamba ndikhulule just njengokukhumbula kwakho from i-cases eniye nisebenze kuzo, zintoni ezisemthethweni eziye zenze into yokuba izicelo zabathengi zikhatywe zi-insurance, ii-claims zabo zikhatywe zi-insurance?
Uyabona masifika emotweni kakhulu because mawu-check ama-statistics ka-ombudsman, most complaints ama-motor insurance. So abantu bayaye bangene engozini i-drunk driving and non-compliance with the traffic rules. So ama tayera we moto bangekho esimweni esihle kakhulu, izinto ey'kanjalo.
Abantu xa benifuna banifumana phi?
So sinayo iwebsite yethu www.osti.co.za. sikhona futhi nakuTwitter, sikhona futhi nakuYouTube. Kodwa-ke inombolo zocingo zethu nakhona ungasithinta ku-011 726 8900. Ungasithumela futhi nomeseji i-email ku-info@osti.co.za. Ungasithumela ne-email, sicela sikufonele, sinawo ama-administrators azokufonela and then uthole usizo lokwenzingayo.
Ndiyabulela inkosi kakhulu ngexesha lakho.
Ndiyabonga.
Wena sekulunandi, siyabulela. Rilebogile uyi-assistant ombudsman. Isichazela ke into yoba ke benza ntoni na beyi-ombudsman for short-term insurance. Isichazela ke nangezinye izinto eziye zibangele into yokuba xa abantu beclaima kwi-insurance zabo zikhatywe izicelo zabo. Bakhona